Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's the wake-up show. The wake-up show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. And you can apply online at 84lumber.com. Call me, 412-928-9370. We can talk about sports, Steelers. Penguins lost again. That's not great. Austin Hedges is in the World Series with a team that the Pirates have been compared to. The Arizona Diamondbacks. Texas Rangers, Arizona Diamondbacks, only the third time in history two wildcard teams have made it to the World Series. So that's exciting. We'll talk about that. If you want to bring up anything with me, you want to talk about any opinions that you have, you can at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Kalas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. I want to talk a little bit about baseball because I believe this show today is going to be flooded with a lot of football topics and some other drama that's been going around the NFL. So let's talk a little bit about baseball, especially because these playoffs, the way they've been formatted, they are quite entertaining. First of all, the fact that the Pirates have been compared to the Diamondbacks and the Diamondbacks have been a scrappy team that's been able to win to the World Series to this point, that's exciting to me. That gives a little bit of hope and inspiration to what the Pirates could possibly do next season should they put all the pieces of the puzzle together properly, right? Maybe a dash of free agent signings, bolstering the pitching staff a little bit more. And, you know, just overall, you know, solid baseball play from the players that they have. How about the Diamondbacks in the final two games of the series? In Philadelphia, they're playing on the road. They limited Bryce Harper and Trey Turner to 0 for 8. I mean, that's impressive in itself to neutralize those guys so that they can't hit. I mean, Harper and Schwarber were the two big key pieces, so to neutralize one of those was important. And then, you know, Trey Turner, on the other hand, was doing really well. And when you keep him off the bases, he can't steal, he can't run, and he can't score. So that was good for them. Now, on the other side, I'm happy that the Houston Astros have not made it back to the World Series. Some other American League team needs to get to the championship series because I want that streak to end. I'm tired of seeing them everywhere. I mean, they're a respectable organization, but I'm tired of them. I hate that they cheated in 17, and that kind of just tarnished a lot for me, though they proved a lot by winning again. But I'm tired of seeing them on the front page of Major League Baseball, so I'm glad they didn't make the World Series, and no more Championship Series either. I hope that starts to dwindle down as the years go on. But how about, yeah, Austin Hedges is in the World Series. We all kind of joked about that. Yep, there's Crowley between the hedges. Great, that was a great segment here on the morning show back in April, May, and June. But, yeah, I mean, he's in the World Series now with the Texas Rangers. We all kind of joked about that when they made the playoffs and when they were leading the division. And now it's happening. So it really is happening. And that's awesome. And I have the Rangers going all the way to the World Series as well. I'm kind of rooting for the Diamondbacks now. I like what the Diamondbacks are about. I like how scrappy they're playing. I like what a true wild card team like that makes it and could shock the world, so to speak. Though the Rangers haven't won a World Series in franchise history, so that makes this one extra interesting. The last time the Diamondbacks won, they were still pretty much in their early expansion phase, and it was like, but let me rephrase that. They won a championship in the shortest amount of time for an expansion team in the history of sports. It was 3 years. The Vegas Golden Knights could have done it if they would have won a few years ago, but they did not. The Capitals won it, so boo. No, like the Capitals. But yeah, so they did that. They have the shortest amount of time to a championship for an expansion team in the history of sports, 3 years, from 98 to 2001. So they haven't won since that, and here they are now with a scrappy team. So this is what makes this exciting. Like, Major League Baseball is exciting, the way they formatted the playoffs. The wild card round's three, then it's five for division, and then 7-7 for the championship series and the World Series. I think that's I think that's great. I've said that before. I think it's a great format. And we've seen some exciting baseball this season. And it's super exciting, too, when you have two championship series go to the seventh game. And that's what we got to witness between very quality teams. Like, it was well-played baseball. Maybe not for the Astros in that seventh game the other night. But still, I mean, for the most part, they were good games. They were exciting. And we saw some good baseball played. And with all the pitch clock rules, the way the playoffs are formatted now, there's really a good formula set up for success for Major League Baseball, providing the opportunity for more teams to succeed. And this year just kind of shows that, you know, every so often you can get a couple wildcard teams that can stick it out and make it to the World Series. Again, it's the third time in the history of Major League Baseball that two wildcard teams are now in the big dance in the World Series. So, I mean, to me, that's exciting. To me, that's... that is, you know, interesting. Maybe not for you bettors out there who, you know, put your money toward the favorites. And if you've been betting on the Dodgers, if you haven't learned your lesson by now, that's on you. But, you know, otherwise, so, I mean, if you're watching from a neutral standpoint and your emotions aren't invested with your money, it is exciting to watch some of these teams break out. You know, and with the Pirates not in the playoffs, it is a little more enjoyable for me just as a neutral baseball fan to kind of watch these other teams and not have too much emotional investment as well, like just to enjoy the nature of the game. And the only team I had a vendetta against was the Houston Astros, but now they're out. So, you know, I'm entertained by that. So there's a lot. There's a lot to handle. There's a lot to look forward to with the baseball playoffs. And there's a lot of entertainment to be found in Major League Baseball now, especially with all of these changes. And that's not news, but just seeing the two wildcard teams stuck it out and made it, it's just, to me, that's exciting. And to me, that also provides some hope for the Pirates. Speaking of the Pirates, it provides some hope to get them into the World Series. Maybe. Or at least just, you know, through the playoffs. Maybe just past a series. They can get a series win for the first time since 1992. So, yeah. Or maybe was it 79? Oh, that's right, because there was no division series. They haven't won a series since 79. Sorry. Nobody correct me on that when I corrected myself. But, yeah, at any rate, exciting baseball. Now, speaking of two wildcard teams that made the playoffs, or made the World Series, I mean, two wildcard teams that made the World Series, the last time that we saw a World Series, the last two times, the only two times other in history that we saw a World Series with two wildcard teams, those games were both exciting, and those series both went to the seventh game. It was the Giants and the back then the Anaheim Angels in 2002. Barry Bonds was looking for his first World Series, and the only time he ever made it to the World Series was 2002, and the Angels came back in the series and won in seven games. And that was the first World Series title for the Angels in their franchise history. So that was an exciting series. And then more recently, 2014, the Giants team that beat the Pirates in the wild card game went all the way to the World Series and won against the Kansas City Royals. That went to seven games. Got to see Madison Bumgarner display excellent pitching talents through the entire playoffs and then in the World Series. But also a Royals team that was scraping together wins and pulling it out. And I think they were undefeated through the playoffs at that point as well. They swept both series. And they won the wild card game against the A's that year and made it. So, I mean, that World Series was also entertaining. That one went to seven games. So, there's been a history, too, of wild card teams, two wild card teams that have made the play, made the World Series that have given some entertaining baseball. So, baseball is something to look at here. Baseball is something not to ignore. It's really exciting. And as a baseball fan, I'm even more excited just to see all the changes that were made and all of the excitement that's happened through the playoffs. Again, if you're betting on the Dodgers just because they've won 100-some games in a season, you haven't let history teach you a lesson. But other than that, it's all exciting. Indeed. And I'm a fan of these upsets that have happened. Again, two wildcard teams in the World Series is great. I like that. All right. That's it for baseball talk. I'll come back, talk about the Penguins a little bit. They lost 4-1 to the Dallas Stars yesterday, so they're now 2-4 on the season. And after a couple straight wins, they're looking a little shaky again. Slow start to the season. Not that we haven't seen this before, but it's not necessarily a good thing. We'll talk about the Penguins. If you want to call and talk about the Penguins, get in line right now, 412-928-9370. You can talk to me. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'll talk on the radio. We'll talk about how you feel about the Penguins. We'll talk about baseball as well if you want to call in to talk about that. We can continue to talk baseball if you want. Steelers-Jaguars this weekend, if you want to call and talk about that as well. The Steelers come back home as a 4-2 team, and they play the 5-2 Jacksonville Jaguars. If you want to talk about that as well, what you're feeling about that game, you can. 412-928-9370. You can also tag me in a post. Hit me up on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and you're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fan weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Stop into Sun for a chance to win great autographed memorabilia and tickets from your favorite Pittsburgh athletes and teams. Today, high of 73, low of 54, mostly cloudy skies all throughout the day. Then tomorrow, high of 74, low of 53, cloudy skies again. It's expected to rain over the weekend. It's been doing that recently. It's been nice, warm over the week, and then, you know, we get predictions that there's going to be rain, and that it does rain over the weekend. That's no fun. And again, that's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I got some more minutes to talk to you. I've been talking a little baseball playoffs. I'm excited to see how the baseball playoffs have unfolded. So there's that. There's also the Pittsburgh Penguins. They lost to the Dallas Stars yesterday 4-1, and they've been looking kind of sluggish. I mean, I'm not surprised by this based on history, but I'm tired of history repeating itself when it comes to the Penguins and the Steelers. Now, to the Steelers' credit, they've been playing what seemed like the same way since they were in the second half of last season, but they've been winning. And that's kind of what cures all. It really doesn't matter if you win ugly, if you're winning. I've talked about this before. I don't think that the Steelers winning ways right now are sustainable. But again, I mean, they're winning, and all you really got to do is get to the playoffs, and then some craziness can happen. Though again, they haven't won a playoff game in a while. So yeah, there's a lot to consider as it relates to an opinion of the Steelers. It's still kind of rough, but you know, history repeating itself, we don't like that. We want the offense to figure it out more than just making comebacks late in the game. So that's one thing. You know, but the Penguins, though, they started the year off slow last season, and they've been, you know, they've started out decently in recent years, but then, you know, they sort of fall off toward the middle of the season, toward the later middle part of the season, and then they barely, you know, made the playoffs and then lost in the first round. Well, last season, I remember they started slow and they kind of had to pick it up, and then they kind of just trailed off and had a thump of an end to a season. And now they're starting 2-4. So I'm a little right now. Like that's alarming that they started 2-4. Now that's not to say they can't pick it up, but the way they're playing right now, it's even worse than years past by a little bit, because you know, at least before they were coming out strong, and then they were losing late in games. Now they're just getting, you know, there's some games here where they're getting beat pretty handedly. So I wouldn't like to see that, but Yeah, there's a little bit of concern to come with the Penguins right now with the way that they're playing. But it's still early, so we can, you know, we can hold that at least a little bit, that it's still early in the season and there's more hockey left to play and they can figure it out. And maybe if they get their issues figured out early enough in the season, they can get stronger toward the middle and then make a true run at the middle of the season. But right now it's more of the struggles we've seen in previous years, and maybe a little bit more exaggerated just because of the state of the team and the way it is right now. And you also got the Steelers playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 5-2. I hold this opinion true as well about Matt Canada. Not a fan of him, right? You know, you've heard me say before, I want him fired. I want him out at the end of the season. I also joke sarcastically that maybe he is intentionally lulling defenses to sleep with poor offensive play so that by the end of the game he can surprise the defenses with plays you've never seen before and great plays, and Pickett, you know, is a deceiving player, and he can, you know, and then he turns it on to the fourth quarter and makes all these splash plays to give the Steelers the lead. That's sarcasm. I don't think that's actually what they're trying to do. I think they would rather just dominate throughout. But again, I hold the opinion true, just like many of you do, and I know Crowley and Doran talked about this when I was last here on Monday. Winning ugly is better than losing smoothly. And I hold that opinion true as well, because, I mean, the wins are all that matters. If you can find a way to win, that's all that matters. The NFL is one game a week, and then in the playoffs, it's win or go home. So however you can scratch out a win, scratch out a win. It doesn't matter exactly how you do it. If a win is the result, then that's good, and that's all that matters is the wins. Now, there is a discussion to be had, and I've talked to many of you about this before. I don't think personally that the Steelers can sustain winning enough to win a playoff game with the way that they've been playing. Other teams that they've played have made mistakes which have led to the Steelers winning games, but I don't believe the playoff teams will make those mistakes. And, you know, at any rate, too, you know, the games are so close when the Steelers are winning anyhow. I mean, you know, you got some of these teams, these good teams like the 49ers, who, well, they've had their recent struggles. But, you know, they blew out the Steelers. The Texans, who are kind of trying to come back up, they blew out the Steelers. And, you know, without those bad decisions, and especially, too, with the if the Steelers have a lower seed, you know, in the wild card standings, you know, they're going to play one of the top-tier teams. I don't think a top-tier team is going to make the mistakes that the Raiders made or the Ravens made. So I don't think that they can win a playoff game where they are now. But then again, too, I've been wrong. I'm sure you've been wrong in certain cases, betting or, you know, just thinking one team's going to win over another, and upsets happen, and maybe the Steelers being, you know, inconspicuous this season could come into the playoffs and surprise everybody and win just this way in the playoffs. Because, you know, we, you know, in recent years we've expected, maybe not super recently, but I know in 2020 we expected the Steelers, who were the second seed in the AFC, to beat the Browns, and then the Browns, you know, surprised them because we had expectations of the Steelers, or, you know, we didn't expect them to beat the Chiefs, and they didn't even make the playoffs last season, so we couldn't even tell. But, you know, if they get into the playoffs, you know, any of these things can happen as well, and maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. Maybe they can actually, you know, win the way they've been playing and win all throughout. But yeah, it all depends. We'll see. But all they got to do is keep winning, and they've got a pretty winnable schedule here. I mean, the Jaguars might be arguable there. They're 5-2 this season, but then you got the Titans, who have struggled, the Packers, who have struggled, and then you play the Browns on the road on November the 19th. So that's, you know, a game that you'd expect to win. Maybe not if P.J. Walker's playing. You know, Deshaun Watson hasn't played too well Maybe he's injured, or maybe he's just not as good as his contract. But, you know, the Browns seem like a winnable game right now. So a lot of winnable games for the Steelers moving forward up until that Bengals game. But even the Bengals are playing kind of mid this season. So, yeah, if they're winning, they're winning. That's really most important. And if they keep winning, that cures all for sure.